Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with French pastry chef Sophie Vander Castile, owner of Sophistique, a French bakery on West Walnut Street in downtown Allentown. Chef Sophie, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you, Michael. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Tell me a little bit about your background with pastries and baking, and what are some of your early memories and experiences?
So my parents had a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant in France, but I was not really into cooking and baking until I have kids myself. So I really started to bake, you know, for birthday parties and stuff like this. It was like 20 years ago. Yeah, I started to bake birthday cake and for my kids, and baking more and more. And then my friends started to tell me, well, you should sell your cake, right? But in France, in order to sell your pastry, you have to have the diploma. So I know here you don't need a diploma to open a bakery, but you do need this in France. But at that time, I was working full-time. I have a chemist background. I mean, I know chemistry, pastries, you know, it's kind of similar sometimes. But so, yeah, I took it as a challenge to try to have the diploma. It was more a challenge than really, you know, I mean, baking was a passion. But in France, I never thought I would, you know, turn it into my business, like my real profession. Because, I mean, I had a good job at that time. I was working full time, and I didn't really see the need, you know, of building another French bakery in France. It was nonsense, you know, for me. It was just a challenge.
So you didn't turn it into a profession until you were here in the States?
Yes, okay. Yes, exactly.
And how long have you been in the States?
9 years now, yeah.
Excellent. And then what was your pathway or your route to getting that profession rolling here in the States?
Well, when we came here, so I had to quit my job. So I was a stay-at-home mom for the first time in my life. So the only thing I was doing was baking, cooking at home. And then it really started with the COVID, because I posted on social media and people were like, do you sell this? Do you sell? And I was like, yeah, maybe, why not? So it started like this during COVID. Yeah, I started to do my first farmer's market at the Bethlehem Rose Garden 2 or 3 years ago. And then I did a pop-up at Jay's Local. And then we talk about, you know, a collaboration, partnership. So Lyle, the owner, has a chef program there. So we decided to try it once a week on Saturday. And it was like crazy. I mean, I didn't imagine that it would go, you know, so quickly. And then we started a collab for the whole week. I mean, Tuesday to Saturday. And it was, I was not really prepared for that. So it was a little overwhelming. But it was, good to have people taste my food. And but it was more, at that time, the pop-up was more was sophisticated French bistro, because it was more, there was more savory food at that time, because it was a coffee shop, so it was a dine-in, and it was a little different from what I really wanted. That's why, you know, I ended the partnership. I went back to farmers market, because I missed the contact, you know, talking with the customer, because at Jay's, I was behind in the kitchen, although I'm not someone who really want to, you know, like to be, I like to be behind the scene. I mean, if you look at my social media, you can see my hand, you can see my, you know, my pastries, but you barely see my face.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference between the U.S. and France in terms of baking and pastries. I think I heard a statistic where in France, certainly a smaller country, there are 50,000 independent bakeries, and here in the United States, we only have 3,000.
Well, what can I say? Food is everything in France. Like, we love to eat. We love to eat great food. But I think the most important thing for us is to eat something fresh. And that's something that, I mean, it's not in the culture here, I think. I don't know. To have baked goods, but baked fresh every day. So, like, right now, sometimes I'm sold out, and people don't understand that I'm sold out because, I mean, for them, it's so easy. You know, you put something in the oven and you bake it. But, I mean, croissant, they need to proof. They need to, I mean, I need to prepare them. I'm closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So people think I'm not working, but I'm working these 3 days and I'm prepping the croissant and all this stuff because everything is baked in the morning for the same day. And when it's out, it's out. I mean,
well, hopefully here in the States with places like Sophistique, they're starting to get an appreciation for that fresh.
Yeah,
freshness.
I think once they taste it, I mean, they come back, hopefully. So that's great.
So what are some of the pastries and baked goods that you make at Sophistique?
I make mostly croissant, pain au chocolat, which people call chocolate croissant. I like to use, you know, French terms because it's hard to translate sometimes. So, and people try to say, the right word. So it's great, you know. Everything about the croissant. So this is a kind of pastries that we call viennoiserie in French, Danishes. So Kuniaman, it's a specialty from Brittany in France. People love it. I also make French baguette. And because I really wanted people to be able to, like in France, you start your day or you finish your day, you go to the bakery, you just grab a fresh baguette, still warm from the oven, and you go back home and just enjoy it. So, and this is also why I choose downtown Allentown, because I want people to be able to just walk in, you know, like in France, you just walk in, choose from what you want and just go out.
And walk back home and enjoy it while it's still warm, right?
Yeah, exactly. And people, sometimes it's funny because they grab the baguette and say, oh, it's still warm. Well, yeah, it's fresh. I mean, it's still crispy and the croissant are still crispy as well. Sometimes people ask me to reheat, but I'm like, it's baked from the day. It's fresh. I mean, if you reheat it in the microwave, you're going to ruin it. So little by little, I'm trying to, well, not educate, but, you know.
Well, we're breaking down some of the cultural norms that have been fed to us for the last 30, 40, 50 years everything in a supermarket.
I mean, it's different culture. I get it. So,
but once you've tasted a original French croissant or baguette and you get it warm like that, you're thinking, what was I eating before?
No, but I want to teach people to eat it the right way. And I'm also learning a lot from my customers, you know, so it's a win-win.
What sort of things have you been learning from the customers?
I mean, that people here, you know, they have different tastes. And so I try, you know, sometimes to adapt. Like, you know, when I put savory croissant, you know, put an egg in a croissant, add some bacon in it. You know, that is something that we don't do in France. But, I mean, once you taste it, it's really good, you know. So I'm open, you know. I have some limits, but I'm open to any suggestion. And I love customers' feedback.
And what, in your opinion, makes a good baguette?
A good baguette has to be crispy. And I mean, crunch. Maybe crispy is not maybe the word. Maybe crunchy. Like, and I think people don't like it when it's too crunchy here. American people are maybe more used to like ciabatta, which is a, you know, soft. But a French baguette is crunchy.
Then what sort of care goes into making that sort of baguette in terms of the ingredients you use and the proofing and the temperature and the baking? What sort of techniques do you use to get the type of baguette that you want?
I use quite a simple recipe for the baguette because it's easier for me to do it this way. I don't use a regular, a French method like a baguette, usually you would need like several days. But also what people don't get, I think, is that in France, there are two different jobs. I mean, there is a baker and there is a pastry chef. You know, I'm more pastry chef than a baker. So everything about bread is really, you know, a whole different work. And right now I'm making more. So I told you about the croissant and stuff like this. Viennoiserie is more a baker job than a pastry chef job. So what I want to do with Sophistique is bringing more and more pastries, French pastries like éclair, millefeuille and stuff like this, tarts, more in the French way. But, you know, I'm taking it little by little because I don't want to scare people, you know, and bringing something super new. And so they love my croissant. So that's what I used to have at the market. And
you said people can come in and get something to go. Do you also have a seating area where people
It's like in French. It's grab and go. And it's not a coffee shop, so I have no coffee, sorry. But Nowhere Coffee is just around the corner from me. Just grab your coffee there, grab your pastries at my,
And how has the community responded so far?
Oh, the community has been great. I mean, the support is amazing. I mean, I wouldn't have opened this shop without the support of my customers. They are the ones who really, you know, supported me, like cheering me at the market. They were like, why don't you open your store? And it was not a good time for me to open the store right now. My son just got into college and I was like saving money. But it really is because of my customer. They really push me. And even when I was at Jay's Local, because I was behind, but they always wanted to talk to me. And they were, you know, so they are the reason why I'm doing this. Because, I mean, I always wanted to be, you know, behind the scene. But I really enjoyed the talking with the customer right now. So their feedback and how they enjoy it. And yeah.
How can people find you online?
So my Instagram is still under Chef Sophie. So is my Facebook page. I'm working on a website right now. So maybe people can pre-order online because people are asking me for this. And yeah, on my social media, I try to show a lot of things, maybe too much. But I like to show how I make my pastry, how I'm working. And I think people enjoy that because everything is made from scratch and they enjoy, you know, to see how I make it and what ingredient I use. So,
well, I hope we can all learn a little from you and learn to enjoy real French baked goods and pastries.
Yeah.
Chef Sophie, thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you so much, Michael.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.